The overall number of migrants heading to Europe has come down in the past couple of years, but people are still coming and the risks remain high. Not surprisingly, that's especially true for women. The UN estimates that as many as 80% of Nigerian women who arrive in Italy by sea could be victims of sex trafficking. They are promised good jobs in Europe, but once they arrive, they're forced to work as prostitutes to pay off the cost of their journey. Once they do that, many of them ultimately go back to Nigeria. Reporter Krista Marr met one woman who made the return journey, and Krista went to see her at her home outside of Lagos.
It's still mid-morning here on the outskirts of Lagos, but it's hot, and Joy has had enough.
That's my house, dear.
She points to an unfinished house on a dirt plot with no roof and only a couple of windows and doors.
See, I'm leaving. I'm tired. I don't like it.
Joy and her husband have been trying for years to scrape the money together to finish their small home.
This is where we live. It's a room where we sleep.
They show me around the cinder block shell and point out a carefully stacked pile of wood on the dirt floor in what they hoped would be the dining room.
Dining.
This is a dining.
This is a dining parlor.
Right now you're using this as a place to cook.
Yeah.
Back in 2005, when she was 22, Joy left her husband and two young children and flew to Italy. She was traveling illegally on another person's passport. A family friend had arranged her passage, promising a good job as a nanny on the other side.
And when they told me there's work in Italy, so I was happy to go there to work so that I can feed my family.
But once Joy got to Italy, she found herself trapped in a sex work.
It was prostitute they introduced me to.
Joy is a pseudonym. She asked us not to use her real name because of the stigma surrounding prostitution. For 3 years, Joy worked on the streets of Parma to buy back her freedom. She says she was beaten up by the cops and jailed for not having legal papers. One time, when she refused to get into a man's car, he slashed her with a knife. She still has a nasty scar across one cheek.
Stabbed me with knife on my face, and this is the...
That's what that scar is from?
Yeah.
Joy ultimately managed to pay off her traffickers in Parma, but she didn't have a visa to live or work in Italy, so she sought help from Caritas, an NGO that helps trafficking victims. Joy says she made friends there and started to enjoy life in Italy.
I want to stay in Italy and get a good work so I can invite my children.
She wanted to get a job and bring her children over, but the immigration papers never came through. She couldn't earn money and had to stay inside all day to avoid the police. Eventually, Joy got sick of waiting, and she missed her family. She says Caritas helped her get a plane ticket to go home. Joy returned to Lagos, the sprawling megacity not far from where she grew up, in Edo State. At first, Joy stayed in a Catholic shelter run by a nun in Lagos. Sister Patricia has been helping trafficking victims since the late 90s.
We go to the airport, wait for them, meet them, bring them back to the shelter. But we assure them that the rest of us here, we are surviving.
Joy and I didn't talk about why she didn't go immediately back to her husband and kids. But Sister Antonia, another nun I spoke with who works with trafficking victims, explains why some may hesitate to go back to their families.
They may not be accepted warmly. Maybe they didn't bring enough money when they are coming. So some of the family members, they may react negatively to them.
These women often support their families, so their return can mean the end of a family income. In the Lagos shelter, Sister Patricia gave Joy seed money to start a small shop and helped her get back in contact with her mother in Edo State.
My name is Comfort Obano. I'm from Edo State.
Comfort says she didn't know what her daughter was doing in Italy. She says, I thought my daughter was going to be doing cleaning. If it was a good job, it would have been okay. But being a prostitute is a very bad job.
But that job is a rough job.
Comfort says she told her daughter to come home. But here's the thing. Even though Joy is happy to be with her family again, she wishes she were still in Italy. She says she didn't know what things would be like in Nigeria now, how hard it is to scrape by.
But now that I know, it's like, I don't know. Me and my family, I want to leave.
The little shop Joy opened with the startup money from Sister Patricia never got off the ground, and her husband has been sick and out of work. She's so determined to get out of Nigeria again, she says she would risk making the ground trip through Libya, despite the real dangers she knows migrants face there, including sexual assault and even being sold into slavery.
This is me.
In a suitcase, Joy keeps a stack of photos from Italy. She flips through a few, pointing to pictures of herself mugging for the camera.
These are my friends.
It looks like you're having fun there.
Mm. Yes, I look happy, much more happy.
If she does find a way to get back to Italy, Joy is clear about some things. She won't make the trip back on her own this time.
Me and my fam not alone.
And she won't work as a prostitute.
No. I vow in my life I'll never do that again. Not again, never.
For the world, Krista Marr, Lagos, Nigeria.